Republican Congressman-elect George Santos from New York now admits he misled voters about big parts of his life before winning a seat on Long Island last month. Still, Santos says he'll take office next month, part of the new razor-thin GOP majority in the House. NPR's Brian Mann has more.
During the campaign, George Santos described graduating from Baruch College, said he worked for Goldman Sachs, and claimed to own valuable real estate properties. Santos hasn't responded to NPR's repeated requests for an interview, but talking to conservative media outlets, he now acknowledges much of that story is untrue. Here he is speaking with WABC Radio.
A lot of people overstate in their resumes or twist a little bit or ingratiate themselves. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of that.
But a growing number of critics, including some in the Republican Party, say Santos did more than embellish. They say he outright lied when he claimed to be, quote, a proud Jewish American, and said repeatedly that members of his family escaped the Holocaust. Megan Smoleniak is a forensic genealogist who examined Santos' family records.
His story about having, you know, Holocaust heritage and Ukrainian heritage, I just don't see any evidence to support it anywhere in his family tree.
In a statement today, the Republican Jewish Coalition said Santos, quote, deceived us and misrepresented his heritage. But legal experts say none of this will prevent Santos from being sworn in next month.
He is constitutionally entitled to his seat.
Richard Perfault, an expert on campaign law at Columbia University, says the Constitution doesn't disqualify candidates for lying. Speaking to WABC Radio, Santos blamed growing questions about his past on the liberal media.
I'm not a fraud. I'm not a criminal who defrauded the entire country and made up this fictional character and ran for Congress.
Santos' victory on Long Island helped Republicans win a fragile majority in the House. Santos has also pledged to support Kevin McCarthy, who's still scrambling to rally enough GOP votes to serve as House Speaker. Brian Mann, NPR News.